practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast. I am Pastor Gary Dahl, and we are coming to you from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania. And the purpose of this program is to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church, as this is the Lord's Day. To begin the program today, let's listen to an old hymn of the faith that is entitled, Be Thou My Vision. That's a tremendous old hymn of the faith, and it reminds us that as Christians, we should keep the Lord Jesus Christ in our vision and we should keep our eyes upon him to follow him in the ways that he would have us to go. And one of the ways to do that is to read through the Gospels, because in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we see that the Lord Jesus Christ himself is teaching concerning principles for spiritual living. And so if we are going to keep Jesus Christ as our vision, then we need to know what he has taught. And it's in the Gospels that we can read about what he has taught. So spend time in the Gospels and allow the Lord Jesus Christ to be your vision, that is, to be the one that you follow in life. Well, it's a delight to have you there by the radio today. I am Pastor Gary Dahl from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, and we count it a great joy to be able to bring this broadcast to you as we've been doing for many, many years on this radio station. And if we can ever serve you spiritually beyond this program, please do not hesitate to contact us. You may have a question about the Bible. You may have a prayer request. You may have a question about your own relationship with the Lord. And if we can help you in any way whatsoever, spiritually speaking, please do not hesitate to contact us. We are located at 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, which means I'd like to invite you to visit us. We have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. Now, the Lord willing, this morning during the 10:30 service, I'm going to be giving an Election Day sermon. I normally do that on the presidential election scale, and we, of course, are coming to a presidential election on November the 5th. It's just a little over 2 weeks away, and there are a lot of things at stake in this upcoming election. And so, the Lord willing, this morning, I'm going to be delivering my Election Day sermon, and I would invite you to drop by for that. And then, of course, this evening at 6 o'clock, we'll be gathering, and Pastor Tim Allen will continue his study verse by verse through the book of Esther. It's been a great study, and I would encourage you to come on out and be involved with us tonight during our Bible study at our evening service. Now, we also have midweek services on Wednesday. We meet at 6:30 for the children and youth and our single moms ministry. And then at 7 o'clock, we meet for prayer meeting and Bible study. We always gather together to praise God for what he's done, to render various elements of prayer unto him, and then we study the Word of God. And currently, Dr. Chris Davis is leading us through the study of the book of Ephesians. It's a tremendous book. It's a tremendous study, and I would invite you to be out on Wednesday night at 6:30 and 7 o'clock for our midweek services. But like I said, if we can serve you spiritually, please contact us. You may write to us at the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. That's 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Or you can call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Go to our website also and learn about our ministry. And that web address is www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. But reach out to us if we can serve you spiritually, and we will do what we can, particularly to lead you to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ if you've never yet trusted Christ, and then to help you in your walk with the Lord if you are a Christian. Let's pray. Father, I thank you and praise you once again for the opportunity that we have to produce this radio broadcast as we've been doing for so many years. I thank you, Lord, for each one who is under the sound of my voice right now. You know where they are, you know what they're doing, and I pray that you'll use the program to be a blessing and a spiritual encouragement to them. There may be those who have never yet trusted Christ as their personal Savior. It's my prayer that today will be the time in which they will do that. And it could be that there is a Christian listening to me right now who has a great spiritual need. I pray that you'll use the broadcast to encourage them. But Father, I know that you have a divine purpose for this program, and I pray that that divine purpose will be fulfilled for your honor and glory. And as you do so, we'll be careful to give you the praise and thanksgiving for it, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, here's another old hymn of the faith entitled Like a River Glorious, and it comes to you by the way of a piano solo. God bless you as you listen to this song, Like a River Glorious. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4, and I'd like to read with you verses 7, 8, and 9. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7, 8, and 9, where the Word of God says, "But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober, and watch unto prayer. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7, 8, and 9. Now, before I deliver a message entitled "Questions About Giving to the Lord," let's listen to another great old hymn of the faith, "I'd Rather Have Jesus."
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be His than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than have than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to His dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to His holy name. He's fairer than lilies of rarest bloom. He's sweeter than honey from out of the comb. He's I'd rather have Jesus and let Him lead than to be the King of a vast domain or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
Today I want to speak on a subject that many people don't like to hear about. It's the subject of giving to the work of the Lord. I know a number of years ago at my church here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, I was preaching an 8-part series on what the Bible says about Christians giving to the work of the Lord. And we had one family leave the church. And I asked them, I said, why are you leaving the church? And they said, well, we don't mind hearing a sermon every now and then on giving to the work of the Lord. But 8 sermons in a row, 8 weeks in a row, that's a little bit too much. Well, many people have that idea when it comes to giving to the work of the Lord. They don't want to hear what the Bible has to say about it. And yet, it's a tremendous teaching of the Word of God. And by the way, giving unto the Lord is one of the greatest ways to show God that we appreciate the fact that He gave to us His Son, Jesus Christ. And so I trust and pray that if you're a Christian, you don't run away from messages on giving to the Lord, but rather you want to learn more about giving to the Lord, that you might be blessed to the Lord. Several questions I want to ask this morning. First of all, why should we give to God's work? Well, Jesus answers that in Luke chapter 6 and verse 38, when he says, give, and it shall be given unto you. The concept of giving to the work of the Lord is a command, and Jesus gives us that command. I talked earlier in the broadcast about Jesus Christ being our vision and how that we should study the Gospels to see what Jesus has to say. Well, one of the things that he tells us in the Gospels is that we are to be giving to the work of the Lord. But when you look at this passage in Luke chapter 6 and verse 38, you see that giving unto the Lord is not only a command, but it brings blessing. It says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet, withal it shall be measured to you again. And what Jesus is saying there is, yes, we should be giving to the work of the Lord. But when we give to the work of the Lord, God will see to it that we receive from Him as well in ways beyond our ability to be able to contain it. I've often said that if you want to increase your income, then start giving to the work of the Lord. I have found that in my own personal life over the last 50 or 60 years, that if I get to a situation where things are getting quite sparse in my finances, I'll start giving more to the work of the Lord. And in the short order, God begins to give back to me. That's a promise of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we should give to the work of the Lord simply because it's a command from God. And when we give, God blesses. But there's another reason why we should give to the Lord, and that's because it shows our love for God. In 2 Corinthians chapters 8 and 9, we have two tremendous chapters on the concept of New Testament biblical giving. I would encourage you to take some time to study those two chapters. Again, that's 2 Corinthians chapters 8 and verse 9. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 8, the Apostle Paul says this, I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. And again, he's laying the foundation for these two chapters when he's talking about giving. And he basically is saying to them, I want to encourage you to give because giving to the work of the Lord proves the sincerity of your love for God. If you say that you love God, then take a look to see how much you're giving to His work. If you're giving very little to His work, then you don't love Him too much. But if you're giving a lot to the work of the Lord, then you do love Him. It's just like in any other relationship. When you love somebody, you give to them. And when you love God, you give to Him. And so the reason why we should give to the work of the Lord is because it's a command that brings great results. And secondly, because it shows our love for God. The next question is, how much should we give to the Lord? Well, you know, there are many people who give their tithe. And the tithe is an Old Testament principle of giving. And certainly it's a good place to begin our concept of giving. Nowhere in the New Testament are we told to tithe. But the concept of the tithe comes out of the Old Testament, and it's found in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 10, where it says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you shall not have room enough to receive. That's Malachi chapter 3 and verse 10. And that's where the concept of the tithe is laid out. And truly, tithing was an Old Testament principle that can be carried into the New Testament church. But that doesn't mean that tithing is the end of our giving. I've often said that tithing should be the beginning of our giving. In other words, giving 10% of our income is where we should start, not where we should end. But as we study the scripture, we find that the concept of giving to the work of the Lord should not just be centered on the tithe, but should be centered on how the Lord blesses us individually. For instance, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And once again, we are in those two chapters where Paul speaks concerning the concept of giving. And notice what he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 7. He says, "Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver." In other words, giving 10%, giving the tithe, is a good place to begin. But then even beyond that, purpose in your heart, as God has blessed you, give unto the work of the Lord. And that is what God will continue to use to bring blessing into your life. The third question that I ask is, when can we expect, or what can we expect when we give to God? What can we expect when we give to God? Well, we can expect His provision. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8 says this, "And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work." When we give unto the work of the Lord, God is going to provide our needs. There's no question about that. There have been many times down through my walk with the Lord that I had a particular need financially. And what I did was to give to the work of the Lord. And I found that God then gave back to me, even in ways beyond my ability to comprehend. So when we give to the work of the Lord, we can expect God to meet all of our needs. And by the way, many times people will say, "I don't have enough to give to the work of the Lord after I pay all my bills." Well, give first to the work of the Lord, then pay your bills, and God will see that you'll have what you need. The final question I ask today is, when should we give? Well, certainly we could give unto the work of the Lord at any time, but for certain we should give to the work of the Lord on Sundays. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 2, it says this, "Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come." Giving should be done at least on the first day of the week, because you see, giving is an act of worship unto the Lord. I trust, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, that you are giving to the work of the Lord. If we want to obey the Lord, and if we want to show our love for the Lord, then we will give to the Lord. As a matter of fact, the more we love God, the more we'll want to give to God. Think about that. Well, thank you so very much for joining me today. Until next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, God bless you. Keep looking up. Go to church today, and then watch how God will work in your life. Have a great day in the Lord. Amen. Amen indeed.
Hey, let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894, or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the Family of Faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to The Voice of Faith.